This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Based on a listener's suggestion, we asked how the conflicts between nations are like the interpersonal ones you experience.
You sent us these responses through our website at ethicallyspeaking.org and by phone at 243-6667.
Some listeners found similarities in how both people and nations appeal to higher authorities to settle disputes. For kids, these are parents. For adults, these are mutual friends. For nations, this could be the United Nations or the World Court. A Missoula listener noted that nations often use the same tactics as people do in their disputes, blaming the other, playing win-lose games, or closing their ears when challenged. Such similarities in tactics wouldn't surprise a Seattle listener who wrote, "What are nations but people, collections of people?" A listener from Salt Lake City echoed this thought. She noted, "Interpersonal relationships have feelings of mutual affection and the recognition of interdependence that make people hesitant to destroy the relationship in order to win the conflict." She seemed to suggest that when national interests triumph, human interests do not. And what do philosophers have to say?
Whether we're talking about individuals or nations, to talk about conflicts is to talk about relationships. Now, individuals are born into a system of rules that govern relationships between them. Parents, community norms, laws, there's always someone to figure out how to resolve conflicts if individuals can't do it on their own. But historically, nations exist in what philosopher Thomas Hobbes would call a state of nature. That is, for a long time, bigger, stronger nations just took whatever territory they wanted. And aside from that, nations ignored what the others were doing within their own borders. In the world today, that kind of disinterest won't work. We're increasingly a family of humanity. So ethical resolution of conflict between nations means that nations choose to act on behalf of the good of the world rather than on their own nationalistic self-interest. Just like members in a family, all nations now exist in a web of relationships, whether they like it or not.
Here is next week's question. Duty is a concept central to ethics. Some weeks ago, we discussed voting as a duty of citizenship. Are there or should there be other mandatory duties of citizenship?
Send your thoughts to comments at ethicallyspeaking.org or call our comment line at 243-6667.
Or respond anonymously on our website at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula. The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.